tell you, these patriots, these freedom lovers, they're crazy. Why, they've got the PBS documentary New York where they spend an hour on the construction of the World Trade Center towers. They talk about the giant record-sized support beams in the center of the building. But and all the universities, you know, teach and study in their architecture programs and engineering programs using the World Trade Centers as a model. And in all these thousands of textbooks, they have these pillars. But see, these people, they're crazy. They see the construction. They have the film of it. They have the articles. They have the textbooks. But they're crazy because the commission appointed by Bush says those columns didn't exist. The building was hollow. And the North Tower fell into Building 7. That's now the third reason it fell. All the others were wrong. They were wrong. But now it doesn't matter if everyone admits the building didn't fall into it. They say it did. Mr. Shaw, we've got to learn that we're bad and government is good and that Rumsfeld never said there were weapons of mass destruction. He told Face the Nation. He said it's a conspiracy theory, an urban legend. He never said they had them. And don't you say he did or you're with Al-Qaeda. Do you hear me, Shaw?
I think that the government's got Winston Smith working for them overtime.
Well, Winston Smith was bad, and he deserved what happened to him in 1984. He was with Al-Qaeda. He was with Goldstein.
You know, if you ever sit down and, you know, for all of Alex's readers out there, if you all have an old dog-eared copy of 1984 sitting around, just pull it open and flip open the little book within the book, The Theory and Practice of Oligarchical Collectivism, and tell me that that is not almost a verbatim accounting of what our world is going through right now.
Well, in 1984, the government bombs itself daily. There's just a short passage in there where they rocket bomb the Capitol every day, and he knows it's the government doing it to keep the fear going.
It's almost unspeakable.
The book begins with a black helicopter flying around looking through people's walls. Microphones on lamppost. We're all evil, folks. let's talk to Eric and then John and Julian and others. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me out again. Hey, I just want to tell you, I've been really researching some of the links off your website. I think it was the Propaganda Matrix. And it's just amazing how much truth there is in that and your website. And I just want to tell people out there listening, if you're listening for the first time, really get involved because it's so impossible. Once you awaken up, it's just so hard to go back. And I my life has completely changed. And it's just like when I came to Christ, I'm not trying to get religious here, but it's just like I'm completely changed. I want to thank you so much for that. But one thing is that,
did this program help lead you to Christ?
No. I'm using this like I'm saying like coming. I mean, waking up from these lies that I've been receiving ever since 2001 about the 9/11 thing. It's like coming. I don't want to get like one of the subjects, but I'm sorry. The thing is, I want to say really is that if there's some way I can form some group here in San Diego. This July, to get the word out, because I keep on hearing how you're having all these, like, big rallies. I saw one of your videos about, the party going on, and you're saying how it's the Second American Revolution going on.
Talking about the Austin Toll Party thing we had a few weeks ago.
Yeah, exactly. How can I get to San Diego? Because I'm the guy who's willing to do that, and I just heard...
Okay, what you do is you appoint yourself leader of a truth movement, whatever issue you want, and you get focused, and you meet like-minded friends, and five of you get together, and you start a website, and you start going out and organizing, and you announce a meeting, and 20 people show up at the first one, 40 show up at the next one, then you go out and get active, you have some fun fighting tyranny, thanks for the call. Charles, look, Alex Jones isn't the leader, Charles Shaw isn't the leader, it's all of us being leaders.
That's absolutely correct, and in fact, the people are out there, you know, and what the left gatekeepers and the liberals and the older generation wants you to believe is that, you know, that you're just a small marginalized group of kooks. That's preposterous. I can't tell you the overwhelming response I've received to this work. Not only not even just from publishing it, Alex, but I'm talking about when I was doing the research and I put a call out for people to send in their ideas and their thoughts on it.
Hey, listen, I've done 2,000 radio interviews since 9/11, and I go on these shows and I'm saying everything I'm saying now, the globalists at 9/11, and every caller, I mean, maybe one out of 30 disagrees, and the host is attacking me. I mean, everybody's waking up, Charles.
Yeah, well, you know, the excuse they keep using is if we keep talking about the fact that our government was involved and we're going to alienate, you know, Heartland America from the movement. Well, Heartland America is already part of it. They know something's wrong. They may not know the specifics.
Everybody but... in their guts, and I want everybody to be honest with yourselves right now. Take a deep breath. You all know it's true. You know it's true.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Tom Valentine, and I want to tell you about the sacral wedging. I don't endorse many products, but I'm endorsing this one. If you've got back pain, sciatica, hip pain, leg pain, knee pain, then you need to listen very closely to this message. For more than 10 years now, the sacral wedgie has helped thousands find relief from the symptoms and pain of back problems. Now, all you have to do is go to their website. You can read the testimonials and read all about it. On the internet, it is sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. sacrowedgy.com. Or you can use the toll-free number, 1-800-737-9295. That's 737-9295. Call them. It's only $29.95, and it really works.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
I got so excited. Down, Charles Shaw, I ran over you there a second ago. You were trying to talk about people waking up. Go ahead.
First of all, hats off for using the man in black. Oh, could we use him these days? You know, what's going on out there is really just, it's fear, Alex, and I don't need to tell you that, and I think your listeners probably are hip to that too, but, you know, people just, you know, I can't impress upon folks enough how big a role denial, psychology, and fear plays into all of this. You know, 40-some years after the Kennedy assassination, everybody knows in their gut what happened, but people will still go around spouting about Oswald. It has really very little to do with the facts, and it has everything to do with the fact that if you, you know, I tell you what, I got a great quote here, and it really kind of sums the whole thing up. It's by a guy named Michael Rivero. He said that most people prefer to believe that their leaders are just and fair, even in the face of evidence to the contrary. Because once a citizen acknowledges that the government under which he lives is lying and corrupt, the citizen has to choose what he or she will do about it. To take action in the face of corrupt government entails risks of harm to life and loved ones. To choose to do nothing is to surrender one's self-image of standing for principle. Most people do not have the courage to face that choice. Hence, most propaganda is not designed to fool the critical thinker, but only to give moral cowards an excuse not to think at all.
No, you're right. That's not the end of the quote. Go ahead.
I was just going to finish it up by saying that if there is one way that you could define the anti-war movement these days, it is moral cowardice.
Well, I would add this. I mean, that's true. I have said that propaganda only has to be already playing to our laziness, playing to what's easy to believe, playing to our procrastination. And when I've had the neocons on that are attacking me, they don't have any evidence. Well, I don't know about that. Well, I don't know about this. What about this? What about that? Well, I don't know if that's true. Well, I haven't seen that. Well, if it is, I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it. That just couldn't be true. You can think that about America if you want. No, it's not about America, I think. That it's about a group of parasites that have gotten into the command bunker, that have gotten into the cockpit, that have gotten the levers, the steering wheel. I mean, the Titanic wasn't bad. Its captain was. And
yeah.
So I'm talking about that little group in that, you know, million-ton ship that's sailing it towards disaster. And in their own ivory towers, they're delusional. They're surrounded by all of these yes men. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And the corruption gets crazier and crazier and crazier. And the cosmic con, cosmic-sized, colossal, galactic-sized con, is that people think they're safer going along to get along. But in a certain point in society, it races downhill and gets bad for everybody, and we're reaching that point. No, it is worse to lay down to bullies. It is worse to be weak-minded. It is worse to be ill-informed. It is worse. Let's talk to John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Yes, I consider myself on the unaffiliated genuine left, and I agree with everything you say. It's absolutely true there was government complicity, and I also agree that there's a lot of cowardice-motivated and opportunist-motivated avoidance of that within the anti-war movement. But at the same time, though I agree about 70% of what you're talking about, I find real disagreements with some very important issues. And the earlier caller, you know, I call in once, and I get double-teamed by these Birchites for about a month afterwards on other programs. But I would like to point out that there are genuine leftists like WSWS.org and Workers.org who have been bringing out the government complicity in 9/11. And, I also think that when we, this kind of opportunism of supporting a warmonger like Kerry is potentially duplicated by some around the Birch Society types, some around the conservative types. If they can change the label for this kind of warmongering for empire and plunder from an anti-terrorist war to an anti-communist war that would be used against North Korea, China, or Cuba, I have a deep fear that some of these people would then support what they now oppose.
All right, let me stop you. WSWS has really good reporting, really good information. They're on point on almost everything, except their information's good. Their solutions are bad. It's like David Ray Griffin. Well, yeah, the New World Order did 9/11, but they're a top-down New World Order. We need a loving, liberal New World Order. No, don't you understand Carnegie and Ford and all these? And I can give you the documents. These are public, funded the socialist and communist movements. Don't you get it, John?
Well,
let me finish. That the corporations, this is an absolute fact, fund movements to socialize wealth to then give it to themselves, and they are the authors of it, and you guys who may be out in the wilderness and are some legitimate left group, you are still feeding into their paradigm. Now, do you get it, or do you still have a major malfunction?
Well, whatever you want to describe it as, the idea that Cuba was somehow supported by these bankers and capitalists when Eisenhower, from the very beginning, was plotting the Bay of Pigs invasion, and then for 45 years was instituting a reign of terrorist warfare against that country is really ridiculous. You know, whether he did or did not say something favorable to him as a cover story for this preparation for attacking Cuba, which has been one of the main opponents down through the decades against this New World Order, the International
John,
Monetary
John, I'll say
the
this. The war against communism was a fraud. Don't you know that the Rockefellers had aluminum and oil refineries in Russia throughout the entire Stalin, Khrushchev, you name it?
Well, I know there was some exceptions to the rule, but I know that there was an invasion by all the capitalist countries after the Bolshevik Revolution to strangle that
country. They're not. Capitalism is a false term. We're dealing with neo-mercantilism, which you would call fascism. And your limited term fascism is improper. Mercantilism operates as... John, can you say command and control?
Well, I can say it, but I think that monopoly capitalist fascism is a much more specific term. And I think that if we're going to simply exchange a war that is as horrible as it is in Iraq for hostilities leading to war against North Korea and China,
The communists killed millions of people, John.
You know, we don't know exactly how bad they were in that false or deformed version of socialism because of the massive CIA propaganda.
Okay, I've talked to a lot of people. Thanks for talking. I can't hear it. I'm going to puke. Charles?
Yes, sir.
Comments to what he was just talking about?
Well, I'm not necessarily going to dismiss what he says. But I do think that what he's trying to say, if I gathered, is that we don't exactly know what the truth is, and that supports what you've been saying, Alex, all along, which is that there was and there has always been an oligarchy funding both sides and
as
creating
long as it's command and control. Look, 100 years ago, Charles. We had the debate of liberty versus slavery. People knew the real terms. Then they gave us left, right, communist, fascist. It's all the same garbage. Sorry, go ahead.
You talk about the Civil War. A lot of what people don't understand is that a lot of the Civil War was spurred on and instigated by the central bankers of Europe. They wanted to split America up into two smaller, weak
and that's
democracies.
In the Naval Historical Society of London.
All of this stuff, and we make it all about, it's the same thing, ending slavery becomes, last night they had on PBS, they had a reshowing of that HBO film sometime in April about the Rwanda massacre, and you've got, Wolfowitz sitting on the panel afterwards talking about why we didn't get involved, and they talk about the images of American soldiers being dragged through the streets of Mogadishu and how this, played into the psyche and it made the Clinton administration skittish to go in.
Balderdash.
Of course it's balderdash, but then Wolfowitz has the gall to say that Somalia was simply a peacekeeping mission to, feed a bunch of starving Africans.
It was an oil snatching mission.
Not only was it an oil, but we also have got a whole new command center sitting right there on the Horn of Africa. That's got Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, and all of that area.
And meanwhile, our government's working with the Sudanese Muslims to kill Christians, and they use Muslims to attack Serbia. And Clinton did that, and the liberals loved it. Clinton was the biggest warmongering pimp since Bush.
And that is another thing, a huge failing of the so-called left and the anti-war movement, is that they absolutely categorically refused.
Smedley Butler said it, war is a racket. And the government works for the corporations. Let's take more calls.
He said I was a hired business agent for the arms industry.
They tried to hire him to overthrow the U.S. government.
Yep.
Julian and that was the Bushes. Julian in Arizona. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. It's Julius.
All right, Julius. Welcome.
How are you?
Good.
Listen.
Beware of the Ides of March.
Hey. I've got something to share with you.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm not. But I was in a hallway where there was some echo. Let me step outside.
That's all right. Just go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. There is a guest that I would hope you could try and get on. It has the ability to explain your command and control paradigm on psychological terms is a very powerful book. It's a bit hard to understand because it's Jungian psychology, and some of their words mean different things to them than they do to us. But the title of the book is called The Ring of Power. It's by Gene Shinoda Bolen. And I wish you could get Dr. Bolen on and talk about how this command and control thing is really an unhealthy form of patriarchy where they always get their way. It doesn't matter what the system is, whether it's state capitalism, whether it's communism, whether it's fascism. The result is always the same. They always get their way. And there are remedies. But another guest I wish you could get on is L. Neal Smith, who has started, you know, the Bill of Rights enforcement movement on the Internet. And I feel he would be a great addition to what you're doing and open some doors.
Send an email.
Sure thing. The other thing is I created a website just to offer an opening for people who are mainstream, who don't quite get it. And it's a simple site. It's called simmeringfrogs.com. And I put some audio files there. And there's an audio page, a link at the near the bottom of my page where they can go to a whole bunch of different audio programs. They're all eye-opening. And I just want to thank you for what you're doing. And we're all out here trying to duplicate what you're doing and make it even better.
There's safety in numbers. That's what's so important. They know when they stomp on one of us, it sends out our spores everywhere, and it's like mushrooms.
That's it.
Good analogy with mushrooms. There's the other analogy of the American people are like mushrooms that they put in the dark and feed horse manure.
I know, but with new fertilizer and new ideas, for example,
we have a thing called a snuff box, a type of a fungi in Texas, fungi, and it looks like a little bulb, and when you step on it, red smoke, red powder goes everywhere, and so I'm like a big old snuff box. The name is Devil's Snuff Box, but I don't want to use that in the analogy. And you step on one, and it spreads them everywhere, and so they stomp on me, 100 million spores are going to blast out of every orifice, and, they strike me down, it's only going to empower us. And that's really where our power is derived from, and God's told us that. If his people stand up and take action, he'll back them up.
Yes, and I just subscribed to Prison Planet TV, and I downloaded martial law and put it on my server and shared it with a lot of friends. And I'm getting about 4,000 to 5,000 hits a month, and it's growing steady every month. And I think the day is soon coming where we're going to prevail, but we've got to watch that these snakes don't offer a solution that's worse than what we have now, because they could go for the globalist option or something.
We already are hearing this. The loving liberal world government will save us, and I saw that years ago. Thanks for the call. Julian makes some good points Mr. Shaw.
He does. He does. But... I don't know what the solution is going to be, and I think that, what we're not taking into account is how fervently these people are going to hold on to power any way they can. They don't want to cramp the vice down too much. I think the only time they really got away with that was right after 9/11. The whole country was so stunned and just kind of befuddled that they were able to ram so much down our throats.
And they launched the anthrax attack.
They did the anthrax attack to cow down the Democrats.
One piece of evidence of 50. Bush was on Cipro with his cabinet the day before 9/11. This is ridiculous.
Well, just the mere fact, Alex, that it was weaponized anthrax that came from Fort Detrick.
U.S. Government, $100 million worth of equipment to make it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you know exactly what we're talking about here, so take it and run with it.
Well, no, you were making a point. I just interjected. Go ahead.
Sure. Well, we were going to talk about the Republican convention. Here's a great example of, using two different strategies at once. And you've got, 40,000 police officers in the street. And you've got a concentration built out of an old abandoned bus depot.
Yeah, you got put in that. Tell us
about it. Oh, yeah, I did. I spent 50 hours locked up. My crime was marching with a group called the War Resisters League. and participating in a nonviolent act of civil disobedience, which got me locked up inside this place. There was about 1,500 people in there when I got there. It was grossly overcrowded.
And they had barbed wire fences inside of it.
I'll tell you what, if you want a mental picture of exactly what it looked just like Camp X-Ray down there at Guantanamo. It was Bechtel, the same company that built the prisons that we have down at Guantanamo. They built this place inside this old bus depot. It was the same type of razor wire cages that were bolted into the ground. The floor had about 30 years worth of chemicals and motor oil and grease and gasoline on it.
It was over, I believe, 60 years.
60 years, I see. Okay. There was asbestos falling from the ceiling, and every time these buses would come rumbling through to disembark a whole other group of people, this asbestos dust would be falling off of the
ceiling. And they built those all over the country. And I would try to videotape it from across the street. I mean, on a major boulevard, and they'd run over and threaten to arrest me. That's all in the new film, by the way.
You're talking about the FEMA camps.
Yeah, we're talking about the Pier 57 itself, but here in Austin, they built one of these back in 99 with a barbed wire inside a 747 hangar.
Right, right. They did this in Seattle, from what I understand, as well?
Yeah, they used the old brig at Sandpoint Naval Center.
Right, and so they just packed people in there, and, you know, I've been involved in a class action lawsuit against the city of New York for this. You know, and then, you know, now we come to find that continuing the Winston Smith practices, the city of New York is editing video that they're showing as evidence in court to edit out the parts where they're breaking the law and making it look like all of these people who are protesting being arrested are, in fact, violent and dangerous. And they got caught doing it.
Yeah, that even came out in the big New York papers, but they said it's no big deal. This is normal to do this. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
I don't know if we have any time to take any more calls here in the last 5 minutes. Think I got time for that, Scott? All right, well, who's up next in line? Well, hold off. We'll see if I go to some here in just a second. But Charles, I've been ranting and raving. You've had a chance to say a lot, not as much as you could have. Anything else you want to get off your chest or offer up to the listeners out there?
I think that just that they need to, you know, start talking to their friends and neighbors, and they need to start spreading the word around. And I'll give you a perfect example. You know, there's not a lot of people out there that really understand the Chemtrail Project. And, I sent something around. I'm probably signed up to about 50 or 60 different listeners across the country. And I sent out something that I had found, which was a really kind of in-depth analysis of all of the different weapons aspects of it. Well, you know, the response I got back was absolutely, you know, hostile and vicious. And it was, you know, well, what's next? You know, crop circles and alien autopsy and all that stuff. But in between the hostile response, which is understandable, it's predictable. You know, people are going to be hostile when they hear things that break up cognitive dissonance in their head. All of a sudden started trickling in all of these other responses. Huh, what is this? Huh, tell me about this. And if you just kind of present the issue in a non-inflammatory manner, you know, and in a way that people can kind of understand it, you're going to spark a little bit of interest in them. You're going to turn their curiosity on.
Well, it's like a seed. You plant it, and then a month later it rains and it sprouts. A lot of this stuff, don't expect instant response. We have the government admitting in congressional testimony thousands of tests of chemical, biological, radiological, giving pesticide to foster children they steal in New York, and toxic AIDS drugs to children that don't even have HIV. I mean, so we're going to trust this government that did Project Shad, killing our own troops knowingly? I mean, people need to stop being so naive.
Yeah, they just don't want to believe, Alex. And, you know, it's understandable. Who wants to believe that everything that they've been taught in their life is a lie? You know, and they just don't understand, and they don't want to accept how conditioned we've been, how caged our lives have been. We're given the illusion of freedom and choice when we're actually, you know, enslaved.
What we're given is a buffet of lies. We're giving a buffet of different frauds.
Precisely.
They're only skin deep. You can always look behind them and get deeper into them. Well, Newtopia Magazine, fully spell out magazine.com, or just link through at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We got big fat links on there. And Charles Shaw, good talking to you, and I appreciate your hard work out there deprogramming the left, and I'll continue to deprogram the neocon conservatives, and together we might be able to save this country.
Thanks a lot, Alex. It was great to be on your show, and to all your listeners out there, you know, keep up the good fight.
Well, God bless, my friend. Take care.
All right. Take care.
I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, and back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Don't forget, I'll be showing Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, June 3rd, Friday, June 3rd, at the Alamo Draft House downtown, a double showing. Tickets now available via Safe Secure Shopping Cart at Infowars.com. And we'll also be showing it June 8th, Wednesday, June 8th, the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, their new location. If you want a hard copy of Martial Law or any of my films, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order them via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Get them, make copies, or get a 15-cent a day membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. Download all my films, burn them on disc, and give them to people. Get the information out. Engage in the Infowar. These videos are waking people up like nothing else I've seen. 1-888-253-3139. They can answer your questions and take your order there as well. A lot of big discounts, so ask about them. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And your purchase of these videos makes this transmission against tyranny possible. That's another important reason to order today. All right, as I said, God bless you all. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. Get out there and expose corruption. Get out there and defend humanity from the forces of dehumanization and the forces of Lucifer.